Before we proceed with our meeting, I want to thank all of you from the public that are here today. I do want to remind you that this is not a public hearing. It is a public meeting. You are welcome to stay and listen and watch everything that goes on. You will not be offered an opportunity to speak. We've already had public hearings on all the things we're going to address today, and today we're simply just voting. But we're glad you're with us just the same. Next item of business is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use 1697 Dansk LLC.
This application, public hearing, was deferred August the 9th of this year, and its application's been deferred since.
Mr. Smith?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Abbott. And I'd like to thank the other commissioners for their valuable feedback when prior to making a motion for deferral back on August 9th, I asked if you'd be kind enough to give me some feedback, and it seemed as though that was helpful in me putting together a motion, which I think addressed some of the concerns of the commission, and that seemed to deal with the site plan, not so much the use, which came to us as a conditional use out of a commercial zone district that permits these type activities. Also, the public did a good job of representing their concerns, as did the applicant's attorney. And with that said, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1697 for Dansk LLC for a water park and miniature golf course based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being, this application is for the expansion of an existing water park and amusement area that has operated for more than 20 years. The property is already zoned C1 general commercial, which allows a variety of permitted uses that are similar in intensity, traffic, parking, and other characteristics. DelDOT has not objected to the proposed use. The proposed use is consistent with existing uses in the area. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact upon the neighboring properties or community. That being, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. And being, firstly, there shall be 39 parking spaces on the property. These parking spaces shall be clearly marked on the final site plan. There shall be a stop sign located at the parking lot exit. The applicant shall clarify on the final site plan the exact location of the DelDOT easement along Route 54. A barrier between the project and Route 54 shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. It shall be designed to adequately separate pedestrians and mini golfers in the project from the vehicle traffic on Route 54. There shall be a boardwalk, pathway, sidewalk along the entire length of the project adjacent to Virginia Avenue for safe pedestrian access into the project and off of the Virginia Avenue right-of-way. The restroom facility serving the project shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and shall be sized to adequately serve the expansion of this project to include the renovated larger water park and new miniature golf course. The park shall open no earlier than 10 a.m. and shall close no later than midnight. All lighting serving the project, including the water slide, miniature golf, and parking, shall be screened so that it shines only onto the project and not onto neighboring or adjacent residential properties. As stated during the presentation, a concept plan for the project shall be submitted to the County Engineering Department for review, and finally, this final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1697 Dansk LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Smith, on number F, about being sized adequately. Should we provide some clarification as to whether you mean by sized, or how would they determine that?
It's a good question, Mr. Johnson. I don't know if, you know, if the Board of Health has any considerations, which during the presentation, the Board of Health did mention that they do an inspection of the public facilities. If any of the members or council has a suggestion to that, I could modify that.
Well, there are building code requirements that would cover the number of fixtures per customers. Typically, it's, for instance, might be one for every 15 people they anticipate. And the just making reference to it being sized, I think, is probably understood by folks who are in the industry, and maybe not. I think Mr. Johnson's concern is that if he maybe wanted something a little more clear for those who may not be. But
it still has to come back for final site plan approval, doesn't it?
Yes.
If we see how it gets approved.
Yeah, so that could to be.
How about if I inserted the word to be enlarged and sized to adequately serve the expansion?
And shown on the site plan.
And shown on the site plan.
I don't think anything wrong with that.
I think that would, Mr. Smith, I agree. I think that would better address the concerns that were raised during the public hearing about the inadequacies of it.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Mr. Smith, you wish to amend your motion?
I certainly do, Mr. Chairman. And item F, referenced by Mr. Johnson's question concerning the restroom facilities serving the project, shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and amended to say, and shall be enlarged and sized to adequately serve the expansion of this project to include the renovated larger water park and new miniature golf course.
Second.
And a second.
Okay, then. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1697 Dansk LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.